The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Lord.
6 days before Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. They gave a dinner for him there, and Martha served, while Lazarus was one of those reclining at table with him. Mary took a liter of costly perfumed oil, made from genuine aromatic nard, and anointed the feet of Jesus and dried them with her hair. The house was filled with the fragrance of the oil. Then Judas the Iscariot, one of his disciples, and the one who would betray him, said, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" He said this not because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief and held the money bag and used to steal the contributions. So Jesus said, "Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." The large crowd of the Jews found out that he was there and came, not only because of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. And the chief priests plotted to kill Lazarus too, because many of the Jews were turning away and believing in Jesus because of him. The Gospel of the Lord. The most memorable Holy Saturday that I ever had, I met that morning with my spiritual director, and he said, "Today for your holy hour, what I would like you to do is spend an hour in the tomb with our Lord." I'd never thought of doing such a thing. He said, "What would it smell like? What would you see? What would you do while you were there?" And it was interesting, so I placed myself in the tomb, and I'm one of those people, I have the hardest time meditating, and yet with a little bit of assistance, I could just enter right in. And I remember thinking that there was probably some little opening, you know, a tiny bit of air could come out, so there was a bit of light. It wasn't completely pitch black. And I thought it would probably smell a little musty, maybe the walls were damp. And I remember approaching our Lord's body and taking off the burial linen. And I just laid my head on his chest and I wept and I wept and I wept for my sins. And then I kissed all the wounds on his body. And then I went to his face and his bruised and beaten face and I kissed him over and over. The mystics say the way to get the most out of Scripture is to place ourselves in it as if we were really there. What would we have heard? What would we have done? At the beginning of this Holy Week, I recommend to every single one of you in preparation for this week to take 15 minutes today and to enter into this scene and to be Mary Magdalene. To be the one to prepare our Lord for his death. Would you care what other people were thinking as you anointed him? Would you use the costliest oil? What would it be like to undo the strap of his sandal? I don't want to say too much because it has to be yours. Be the one to prepare our Lord for his passion.